Hey, you okay? What's wrong? You can't sleep. Yeah, I was nodding. Is your bedroom okay? Not too cold or anything? No? So what's up? You just can't sleep. Okay. And you want to get in bed with me? Okay. Yeah, if that'll help. There's plenty of room. Yeah, okay, come on. Ooh. There you go. Share the covers. I don't normally do that. Okay, comfortable? No, it's not weird. If this helps you sleep, it's fine. Have you got enough room? I do hog the bed a little bit. Okay. Oh no, I think we'll be all right. You don't snore, do you? Not as far as you know. Me? No, I don't think so. Don't think I snore. I might grunt a little bit every now and again. Fair warning. And possibly talk. Yeah, it's been known. Generally only when I've had a few drinks. I think you'll be safe tonight. Safe from my nocturnal ramblings. Good night. I'll speak to you in the morning. Okay. You can't get comfortable. Well, it's a different bed, so you need to find the right position. You've got enough blankets. Yeah. I do prefer my bedroom to be a bit cooler than the rest of the house. I find it helps me to sleep. Is it too cool for you? A little bit. I'm sure I can find another blanket if you need one. No? What? You know, all the makeup better. Well, yeah, you can cuddle up to me if you want. I don't mind that at all. Quite like it, actually. You want to cuddle up behind me? Sure. Come on over. This feels nice. Who knew you were a good spooning buddy? The things you learn. Yeah, put your arm around me as well. Why not? If you're gonna do it, do it properly. Comfortable. Too comfortable. What's too comfortable? Oh, you could get used to it, could you? Well, I'll tell you what. as I'm being so generous, I think I'm going to make you make the tea in the morning. Yeah. That's the perk of having a visitor with some special privileges. You get to wait on the hostess. Okay. I can feel that, you know. Your nose. My hair. Are you smelling my hair? You are. What does it smell of? Coconut. Yeah. I'll be my shampoo then. Is my hair getting on your nerves? Oh, you like it. Okay. No, I don't mind. I don't mind at all. No. You've wandered onto my neck. It's very soft. You like the way my skin smells too. Thank you. No, I don't mind. I like feeling your breath on my neck. It's just very soft. It's really reassuring to know that you're there. Even if it's just your breath. And I like it. I like you very much. Yes. You can wrap me up tighter. I do really like this. Who knew we were going to be cuddle buddies? Nothing wrong with a cuddle buddy. You're very good at it. Oh, am I? Why is that then? Oh, because I'm so soft. That's true. Oh, you like my choice of sleeping attire, do you? It's just a t-shirt. Yeah, it is a little big. I don't like restrictive clothing when I sleep. Well, I'll let you into a bit of a secret. I don't normally wear anything to bed. But as you were staying over, I thought I'd show a little modesty. Oh, I didn't have to do that on your account. I think I did. Yeah, the neck hole is quite baggy on this. So you can drag it to one side a little bit if you need to. If you need to get at my neck for emergency purposes. Day for both of us. Tomorrow, not doing anything tomorrow. Nothing at all. What about you? The same. Not like you. Normally really busy on the weekend. Yes, you are, Mr. Popular. Not tomorrow, huh? Okay. Well, we could have a lazy morning if you like. I won't kick you out early, especially if you're going to be making me tea. And just your nose. Don't act the innocent with me. You just kiss my neck. Yes, you did. I don't know what lips feel like. Yeah, you couldn't help it. Kissing my neck. Why? And soft. And warm. And inviting. I didn't know I had an inviting neck, but I'm very glad. Is any one problem? Well, now you're doing that. I have an urge to turn right. Yeah, but it's a bit of a slippery slope. Well, if I turn around and face you, then I think that might be a little bit of dangerous territory. Because if I'm facing you, then I'm going to want to keep cuddling. Because I like the cuddling. And that means that I'm going to have to push myself up against you. And press my face into your neck. And then I won't be able to resist. I'll just have to kiss your neck. And your jaw. I'm running my fingers along the other side of your jaw. Yeah, sounds good, doesn't it? But I think it might be quite easy to get carried away if we do that. There's nothing wrong with that. That's not what I had in mind when we met up for drinks earlier. you know. It's becoming more and more appealing by the minute. Especially if you keep running your arms up and down my neck. And your hand is stroking down my arm. I do like it. Like it very much. Okay, I'm going to turn over. Hello. Is this okay? I know. I've taken away the access to my neck. What are you gonna do now? It backfired on you. Get to nuzzle now. Along your jaw. Stubbly. Not at all. I really like it. I do like a bit of scruff on a man. Yes, I did kiss your neck. Guess what? I'm gonna do it again. You what? You don't just want my lips on your neck. I didn't think so. Yes. Please. Definitely. like the way that you're wrapped around me. Okay, I like the way that I'm wrapped around you. Can we do that again? Yes, please. Well, you don't have to ask me twice. There you go. Cuddle buddies and kissing partners now. Yeah, that did escalate. But there's one big question we need to ask ourselves. Can you figure out what it is? Okay, what do you think it is? Can we keep kissing? Well, we can, but that's not what I was thinking. Truth. I was thinking how nice it would be to escalate this further. But at the same time, I don't want it to make anything weird between us. I know, it's a bit of a worry. No, I do want you. I've wanted you for years. I mean, God, how long have we known each other? We've known each other for ages. And we've kind of never looked at each other like this. But now, at the moment, it's all I can think about. I think we'd be very good. But I don't want to endanger our friendship. We've always been very close. You're fine with it? Yeah, I still think there might be a bit weird. Zero weirdness. We'll see. You stroking my back like that. And don't think I didn't notice that you ran your hand up under my t-shirt, by the way. It was very subtle. And the fact that you're rubbing my back with your fingers. And it's not suggestive at all, it's just very soothing. But it makes me very aware of what else I would like you to do with those fingers. Would I care to elaborate? You know what I mean. Be specific. It will start a ball rolling that probably won't stop. Mm-hmm. so you want to know what would happen if we just kept this going and saw where it went. Oh, I have to admit, I am quite intrigued. But for now, let's just lie here. Let me lie in your arms. And just enjoy the quiet. I know. Well, I know one thing for sure. I'm not tired anymore.